Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the GIG call on the 11th of June 2013. On the call today, we have Edmund Cheung, Daniel Kaltsev, Chris Dillon, and Avi Doria. We have apologies from Jane Zhang, Samuel Hussein, Minjung Park, and Bart Buswinkle. And from staff, we have myself, Naki Pogan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Natalie. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call. And I sent around a document earlier on, and as we talked about it in our last call, this is a letter in response to the board resolution on IDN variant TLDs, basically towards the two councils for their consideration to respond to the board. Apologize for sending it so late, but I'm not expecting you to make any particular further decisions on it today, but we'll try to talk about some of the points there. Sent out a brief agenda earlier, an update on our draft final report on universal acceptance, some preparations for the meeting, and really the call mainly to talk about the draft letter. Anything from anyone? If not, Bart sent a quick update just before. As he was sending his apologies for not being rejoined, he said the draft report is supposed to go out tomorrow, to be posted tomorrow for public comments. That's the update. And once it goes out to public comment, we'll be reaching out to invite different people from the community to respond to it. So that's the update. And thank you, Natalie, for noting. Jonathan, thank you for joining the call. So the second item is some preparation for the Durban meeting. Natalie, I wonder if you know whether the session is set, whether the times are, whether we have a time and date for our meeting yet, and whether there are any further things we need to prepare.
No, I don't think time and dates are finalized yet. I think it should be, we'll know very shortly.
Okay, but so any action required from our side? Because I just want to be better prepared. Last time we had a little bit of a mix up in the scheduling process.
I think it would make sense to refer to Bart for any scheduling questions regarding these calls, regarding these meetings.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I guess Jane and I will follow up with Bart on this. But I think likely we'll have the Monday afternoon slot again. And the plan is to come back to the issue on IDN variant TLDs during that session and see whether there are any follow ups on the universal acceptance item as well. So that's number two in terms of preparations for Durban. Any questions there before we go to the letter? Okay. Hearing none, I'll keep moving forward. And please feel free to jump in at any time. Since I just sent the document around, we did talk a little bit about the few main items that I proposed during our last conference call, and I just put them in writing. It's a little bit long. I'm hoping to cut it down a little bit over the next couple of weeks. But this is a first draft coming out just a download of my thoughts. So I guess I'll quickly walk through it, and we'll come back to discuss the particular points, unless people have anything they want to raise immediately before I begin. Okay, so hearing none. Oh, and Natalie, just thank you for the update. I think you mentioned that the JIG meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m. In Durban right now. So at this moment, we don't see the other meetings yet, so we don't know whether there could be any conflicts, but that's at least the time slot that we have at the moment. Okay, so back to the letter. As mentioned last time, I think a few key items about the letter is really in the summary. The first one being that the whole process of IDM variant TLEs in terms of the implementation, I want to highlight that it is a matter of policy, and the CCNSO and GNSO should have purview over it as it is being implemented and as we progress. There's different elements of the program will continue to have an effect into the future, especially as we develop the label generation rule sets and some of the implementations for applications with variants. So that's the one key point that we want to suggest back to the CCNSO and GNS Council, that they should let the board understand that, you know, things that are coming out, the two SOs should have policy oversight of them. And I have a little bit more describing what exactly they might be later in the documents. The other main point is that and by the way, this is very much focused because the board resolution asked for a response to the user experience report and its implementation by ICANN, more broadly the IDM variant TLD. So much of this is based on the user experience report. So the other main item is that there are it studied various implementations, and there are various different level of implementation. And then it provided some recommendations on the root level and on the registry level and on other aspects. One important note that I think the council should send back to ICANN is that to make sure that ICANN, in terms of the policy and implementation, do not reach beyond the scope, especially true for CC TLDs, to reach beyond the scope and start dictating policies on the second level registrations as such. And that's one of the things that we talked about last time as well. And the third item is relating this back to with the user experience report, there were a number of challenges that were identified. And so relating this back to the universal acceptance and ICANN's role in outreaching to the broader community about the event of the IDM variant TLDs. So, and then the document goes into a little bit more details on those three issues, but I sort of split them into four. The first one is policy and governance, and I quoted back description in the report that clearly indicates that there's a need for policy decision. It talks about conservativeness in the linguistic community versus the technical community, and really the decision that ICANN and the ICANN community needs to make is a balance between the two of them, and that is a policy decision. And in terms of exact policies that need to be made, I think there I further talk about three areas more specifically, one of which is the implementation and the processes for making those rules should have transparency, accountability, you know, those kind of things, and should have a periodic review, and the CCNSO and GNSO should be involved in those those reviews. The second one is that each of the ESOs should have policy recommendations for their implementation. This is further talked about later in that in the GNSO side, there is already a set of policy recommendations from the IDN working group, but for the CCNSO, the IDN CCPDP did not provide policy recommendations for IDN variant TLDs yet. So there's a slight difference there, but the point is that the ESOs must provide those policy recommendations before they can be implemented by or adopted by board and implemented by staff. And then the third item is that there are certain specific processes that would be implemented, like how to apply for IDN variant TLDs, how it should be viewed as, and those kind of things should be in those policy recommendations. Okay, and I'll quickly run through the others as well, and then I'll come back to discussion so you get a sense of what the whole document is about. Okay, and the second point is local community and experience. The report itself had had an extensive examination across different IDN languages and scripts. And then, for whatever reason, it actually, with that particular examination, it is pretty clear that the conclusion is that different languages and scripts have different specifications and different requirements. But then the report goes on to make a uniform recommendation at the end, which is somewhat strange, and I brought that up in Beijing, and I think the authors also indicated that particular section it should be optional, and probably ICANN can touch on it, and that's really the point that I wanted to emphasize on here. There were a set of recommendations for registries to implement, and the authors of that report has clarified that should be an optional and not something as a requirement for registries, and that's point number two, the main item, point number two, and then point number three really is the actual policy development that the two SOs need to look at. In terms of the CCNSO, goes back to the IDN CCPDP final report that is, I think, being finalized right in the next hour during the CCNSO call will be adopted. But in that report, it doesn't talk about IDN variants, and it just has a placeholder that says later on you need to deal with IDN variants. So this letter just says that, hey, there is further policy work to be done by the CCNSO in order to implement this. But for the GNSO side, it's a little bit different. I quoted back from the outcomes report on the GNSO IDN working group, which was incorporated into the final report on the introduction of new GTLDs. And there were four pretty clear statements on some policy aspect of IDN variant TLDs. And then I'm not going to repeat those, but I then sort of reiterated them as three key aspects, one of which, the first one is that it needs to be considered as one application. The the particular policy states that, you know, it's one application. Basically, it's one application should have just one string, except when it has variants. But, you know, when it has variants, then it's still considered one application. The other one is to limit confusion. That's a key reason for IDM variants. And the third one is language community input through the process through the implementation process that needs to be incorporated. So those are really the policy aspect. And then the fourth item is really tying back with the draft final report on universal acceptance of IDM TLDs, and that a lot of the same target groups, like the technical group, the registrants, or, you know, the technical users or the general users, are very similar for the universal acceptance of IDM TLDs and IDM variant TLDs as being described in the user experience report. So just to note that, you know, there is an importance there, and I can to devote some effort and prioritize that effort. So that's the letter that has been drafted. Sorry for taking quite some time. Hopefully, you're not all lost. So, any comments, thoughts? I know I just sent it out shortly before, but wonder if anyone has any thoughts or response, anything to add, or I think some of them is not appropriate at this point.
Edmund?
Yeah, Jonathan, please go ahead.
Yes. What are the recommended big steps for GNSO and CCNSO in relation to this letter?
So that seems not to be clear. Sorry, please go ahead.
Okay. I'm not sure whether the next steps are clear in the letter as it is now for the CCNSO and GNSO. There are some recommendations under the four major titles in the letter. But for example, do you want them to set up a working group to go through the recommendations in the letter, or do you think they would just consider the inputs provided in this letter and write their own response as a feedback to the request or input from the support organizations?
That's a good point. I actually haven't thought through it specifically. I was thinking that this could be just adopted and passed on to the board, but that might not be appropriate. So what you might need is sort of an appendix for the consideration in terms of a letter to the board. Is that what you're... would that be something...
Yes,
that is useful?
Yeah, I would think one other option is, as you said, we put our recommended positions or recommendations as an appendix, but in the body of the letter, you may say we welcome them to consider positively our recommendations and provide support to what we recommend. You said what we want.
Right. Yes, actually, that's a very good point. Two things. One, this letter itself, I totally understand what you're talking about, and I think we probably need a little bit of reorganization such that we can we don't have to repeat everything, but we can isolate things that could go directly to the board, and then have a much shorter letter at the beginning, just to state a few things for the two councils to consider. The other item is that in terms of specific steps, what I envision is the council would consider a letter adopted or not and pass it on to the board. But in terms of actual work, the council they will probably have different work to do. The CCNSO, for example, would likely need to go back to the IDN and CCPDP and work on the recommendations for IDN variants. The GNSO would probably not have to do that, but just rely on the previous recommendations and I guess reiterate it to the board and staff for their implementation. And then there is one common element that I think is important, is that whatever is being put in place, I think the two councils should ask the staff and board to make sure that the two councils, actually two SOs, are kept in the loop in a kind of view or a kind of a governance process as this whole IDN variant TLD program is being implemented. Because it's a long-term thing, and it's one of the things that is implemented for both gTLDs and ccTLDs, so it's somewhat new in a way, and we would probably want a process to have a periodic review, which would never have something like that before. And right now, the report does not talk about that process at all. So I think in terms of the immediate action, of course, the letter itself, and then in terms of the action that needs to be taken by the councils and the board and staff, those are the two areas. Does that clarify, Jonathan? And thank you for the suggestion.
I think you spelled out very clearly our expectation on what the GNSO and the CCNSO should do in the same way or differently for the two different SOs. Yeah, I agree with what you have said. Yeah.
Thank you, and I think I'll need to shuffle the letter a bit so that it comes out more clear. And have at least a clear section where the two councils can consider to just rip it out and pass on to the board as from them, and potentially add or minus something on their end. And that I think we would have done our job.
Yes, Emma.
So, Chris, Daniel, Avery, any thoughts?
Hello, Edmund. This is something which it's not related to what Jonathan was just speaking about, but on page 3 at the bottom, you've got the section 1 application, that one. Just above limit confusion, but you've got one application, and there's this concept of primary IDN in there, And I just did a quick check as you were speaking, and I just noticed that that expression is not used in the P2.1 report on the label generation rules, and it's a very interesting concept. But I'm just wondering, is that a concept that comes from practice? Is really my question.
Thank you. That's a very good question. Yes, that's probably where it came from. And I need to look back at what is being used, but it's likely the apply for string or something is probably the official description. So I'll update that. It's probably the apply for IDNTLD string or something like that.
You could imagine some situations where it might be much easier to have a concept like that of primary IDN rather than have a situation where all forms have equal status, you see. So you could have one primary one and then all the variant forms refer back to the primary one. It is a very, very interesting concept.
I'm looking at the user experience report, and it does use the term primary.
Yes, I was looking at the P2.1. The P2.1 report doesn't use it, but it's interesting that it's come out of the P6 report.
Yeah, it does. It is in the P6, and again, this particular the board resolution specifically asks for focusing on the P6, which is the user experience report.
Yes. I mean, I would certainly say that would be a very interesting concept for the P2.1 as well. But, you know, possibly for different reasons, because it may be in the P6 report just for convenience of holding things together, but I could really imagine in the P2.1 situation that there could be huge advantages to actually designating one particular form as being primary.
Sure. Sorry, I think we're tangenting off, but I did want to respond to that quickly because
yes.
The LGR is a little bit different, though, because we don't really talk about the apply for string because we're only talking about the tables and the relationship between variant characters. And, you know, I think it's probably, it might call it base character or something, but it may be different, and that might be the reason why the term wasn't used.
Yes, indeed. No, I think it's rather an interesting area. Maybe needs a bit more thought.
Okay. Well, thank you for that comment. But since it is being used in the user experience, I think
yes, indeed, yes.
Okay. Daniel?
I don't have a comment for now. Not yet.
Okay. And again, we're not. This is the first time this is being done. You might not have a lot of time to read through it anyway. Please do take a read and send in the comments. I will be structurally moving the things as Jonathan mentioned, but the substance of which hopefully please do comment in. Avery, any thoughts for now?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. In that case, I guess we're done for the day. I mean, I guess we'll move the conversation to the mailing list. Hopefully, once you have some time to read through it, you would have some more comments and thoughts. Well, in that case, I think we're done for today. And we have scheduled another call 2 weeks from now, hopefully to finalize this so that we have a version that we can send to the two councils before July 1st, and I don't think either of the councils will be able to immediately turn it around and send it to the board. So I have already sent a note saying that they might want to send a note to the board saying that, hey, we need a little bit more time maybe until Durban. I think that would be a reasonable request, and given that there is a, for those of you who don't know and might be interested, there is a webinar on IDN variant TLDs, this particular issue, coming up on the 27th. I don't know the details, but you should be able to search it on the ICANN website. So I think it makes more sense to finalize everything after we've heard from the staff on the latest, and therefore also asking the councils to ask the board for a little bit more time.
Can I ask a question? Sorry. Finally got myself unmuted, and now I'm talking.
Good, great.
So in terms of this letter, would you like it to be co-signed by both of the SOs? Is that a correct understanding?
That would be the optimal.
Would be the easiest if you tried to somehow get and perhaps once you've done your next version, sending each of them an early draft saying the group is still tweaking the language, however, and giving them early warning on it, at least the chairs, and to try and get it signed in Durban, because if you're going to do it, that's probably the most effective way to pull it off. Then, you know, what you can probably do in an hour or two of running back and forth in Durban would take you weeks of running back and forth on email and lists and scheduled phone calls and everything else. And if there's
that is the plan,
right,
actually.
So,
and thank you for bringing it up, and I guess you're volunteering for helping as well.
Uh-huh.
Or not. But,
maybe.
No. I think that's a very good suggestion. And in fact, that's the direction. I have already had correspondence with both chairs and vice chairs of the councils, and both of them. Both of the councils are aware that this is on its way.
Oh, okay. Cool. I guess I missed that. Sorry.
No. All right. So with that, I guess hope to hear more comments on the substance of the letter on the mailing list, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Edmund.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Tim. You may now stop the recording. Thank you.